Listen, I don't need any more convincing because I think I know at least what I'm going to do. Because after we're done here, it's official. After 20 plus years, I am finally going to start One Piece.
Yeah.
I highly suggest you watch it, because I know you're not going to read it.
Oh, that's that good shit.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ooch. I'm here with my brother, Ooch, and the homie, Kai, and my man, not so little IQ, Ooch. And we are back again, once again. How y'all doing today? Boys, children of all ages, the IQ trifecta is here. We're starting with the bullshit already. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the light skin. Take it away.
The light skin, that's new.
Oh, thank you, dude.
What's going on, folks? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Do we know what you mean?
Do you know what I mean?
I think we're going to find out, I guess, on this week's episode. Because you came in hot, of course, with the ginormous grapes.
They weren't as big as the purple ones.
That you had last week?
Nope. No, they're fat.
They were they were pretty big. They were definitely... There it is. I had to make sure I had the right button there. But yeah, you know what's funny? The lethal light skin. There's an idea.
LLS?
Well, more like LL.
Where does skin come from?
It's one
word. I guess it's one word, but goddamn. I still need, you know what I mean?
All right, so I guess, how you doing today, sir?
Great. Ready to go.
Yes. My man, not so little IQ Ooch. I know you had AP tests. How you doing today, sir?
I got dog.
Oh, is that the new mascot for you over there?
That wasn't even the question.
I got dog.
just let him rock. All right, look, it's a cute little thing. It's
what's helping him get through these tests.
Right, you know? It's like a comfort thing. Is he like supposed to be an astronaut? What is he in?
Yeah, he's an astronaut. Looks like it. I bought it at NASA.
Dope. So you was at NASA when you was in Texas? Nice. Houston, we got a problem. My man IQ Ooh, smarter than all y'all motherfuckers. Let's go. Bringing that IQ to you. So how was Texas, though? You had fun? Because now you're not sick, right? You're good now?
I'm good. But, like, we had no, like, time to, like, chill. It was, like, go and then sleep.
Yeah. All right. Well, seems like it was pretty busy, to say the least.
Then you need to get your immune system up.
What?
He gets sick too much. See what I'm saying?
Well, no, it's because all these people on my team get sick, and then I get sick.
But you gotta be stronger than them. That's what I'm saying. fuck them niggas that get sick, bruh. What are you talking about? I mean,
brothers, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. I mean, you know. Doing all right, you know what I mean? But work was fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah,
I had a late. I picked up the phone today. I decided to, you know what I mean? Fucking ladies are just screaming at me, type shit. I'm just, I'm just smiling, just cheesing, type shit. Not even saying a word.
All right.
She's complaining about, you know, oh, the mobile app's not working. I'm disabled. Nobody's giving a fuck about me. Blah blah blah, like type shit. Like she was low key going in.
Oh my god.
And I was just like. Like, literally, the start of the conversation started, can I speak to, like, your manager or some shit like that? I was just like, I mean, yeah. And then she continued going on and on. And I was just like, can I even solve this problem? And, like, this is what I was talking about in my mind. So I was just, I'm talking to myself right now type shit. And fucking, I ended up hanging up on her.
Yo.
More of the story. It was like seven, 8 minutes in. I was about to transfer, but then she kept talking. So I was just like, yeah, nah, this lady is just like, she's complaining about how she can't get through to nobody. And I was like, well, maybe if you change your attitude, you'll get something. Like, you would get your shit resolved low key. because she's talking shit on the app and how every, and she's calling people stupid and shit like that. I'm like, that's no way around shit, bro.
So, see, if it was Chase, it would be acceptable.
Yo, this fucking it always comes back around to that shit. Well, that's a
that was a highlight.
That is a very interesting way to start, I guess. Yeah, no, that's, I guess the moral of the story, guys, is that, I mean, people gotta learn how to chill.
No, people just gotta learn how to fucking talk.
Well, yeah, that goes with it.
Well, yeah,
that goes with it. You know, it's, it doesn't take too much effort to be kind or just to speak normally. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated. I mean, that goes without saying, right? Because
nah, some people are crazy. Like, bro, like if you're calling a bank, right, and like you're not in the branch, but you want to speak to the manager. If the manager is helping somebody, you think the manager is gonna pick up the phone for you, or you gotta wait in line respectfully?
I mean,
and
right.
This lady was just like, put me on the phone with the manager in 5 minutes or else. I was like in my head, I was like,
it's
bitch.
A Karen.
like calm down, bro. Like, I was literally telling her, like, Karen. Yo, my manager is like with a customer right now, blah blah blah. And she was like, well, I'm a customer too, Karen ass bitch.
Yo,
I'm a fucking customer too. And I was just like, you're on the phone, like, it's different. You're not face to face,
right? Well, see, that's the thing,
you're not priority technically.
People are always gonna act out, whether it's in person or on the phone. Sometimes they do it more than in certain situations, like your situation, she was on the phone acting crazy. I'm sure she wouldn't have cut anybody in line and acted like that if she was in person. Because if she did, then that would probably cause way more issues and it would create more drama, because then it's like, okay, now you're being disrespectful to other customers. So yeah, it's a bag of worms to say the least, but yeah. Yeah, I would just be careful about hanging up on people. But I mean, I guess
trust me. Like I was being patient, like type shit.
Did you put her on hold at all?
Oh no.
Okay.
I just straight up hang up.
Okay. Because right.
I was actually gonna transfer it, but then I was just like, you know, my boss ain't really she's not gonna pick that up right away. I already know that. So like, because she was helping other people especially, so I was just like, man, if she keeps talking like this, I'm gonna just hang up. Like, this is me talking to myself, and I ended up doing it. And then she called like a minute or two later, and then I texted my boss. I was like, yo, this customer wants to speak to you directly, blah blah blah. And then she never really responded to that, but she ended up picking up. And then I was just like, so did you ever
so she did speak to the person.
She ended up speaking to the person, and then she was basically like, the customer on the phone was basically saying the same exact shit she was saying to me, talking shit on the mobile app, or calling people like, what was the word? Incompetent. Yeah, pretty sure. And then she was like, did you hang up on her? And I was like, yep. Like, straight up. She didn't even really care, because like, I was just like, yeah, no, she was just cursing like hella shit. And I was just like, I don't know. I got shit to do.
The day of the life in Brother Uja, everyone. That's crazy.
That's just a piece. Shit, if I could like vlog what I do in the bank, man, that shit would be low-key fire.
I don't know if you'd have a job after a while, though. I mean, for the good things, yes, but for the bad things, I'm not sure.
Like, what do you mean?
You always have to be careful with what you put out there, especially when it comes to work.
Oh yeah,
you can't be putting shit like that on the.
Oh no, I know. But I'm just saying, like, if it was like a loud type of thing, like, it would be kind of fire, low key.
Oh yeah, I mean,
then you could really see, like, you could see my number one, my reactions to some of these customers, because you could only imagine some of my reactions. I'm just like, because I'm just like mad nonchalant. I don't even really overreact, low key. But
yeah,
but like my facial expressions might like be a little funny type of shit.
Yeah, I've had there's a lot of stories we could go through that I've got in my experience with retail. But in any case, let's get started with this with this episode, right? So formalities, if you want to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, you want to get some extra content, some bonus features, the bangers of the week, these extra episodes, and the fact that you'll be helping us out here at the Full Power Podcast, hit us up, Full Power Podcast, over on the Patreon page. That's Full Power Podcast over on the Patreon page. If you have a comment, question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art, or you're trying to sponsor, then hit us up, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That is fullpowerpod@gmail.com. Hit us up with the bluebird. on Twitter, FOParPod. And super thanks, obviously. We'll get prioritized. We'll go through the comments and always, but it's always appreciated if you guys drop the super thanks. And for all the audio onlys, make sure you're answering all of the polls, questionnaires, whatever they got in front of y'all on that to engage with us. So what are we talking about, right? What are we talking about? So episode 105, and this is, I'm calling this the DBD, the Dragon Ball Drought. I don't even want to call it part two, but I guess you could. But in a sense, yes, we're here during another drought period. Last week, I said to y'all, I asked the question, I said, what do you guys want us to talk about? Right? So I figured the easy thing to do to start is to go over some of these comments. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of time left over as he eats a fucking fruit by the foot, right? And
niggas how to eat this shit.
You're going to teach us how to eat that? How do you eat that, by the way? Yeah, go ahead. Show them. What do you do?
There's a couple ways. See what I'm saying? First, you got to aggressively throw some
not
shit.
Sponsored, by the way. Just not sponsored. I just want to put that out there. They're not sponsored.
We got two. I'm not going to eat them right away, though.
Okay.
I'm not a conservative fruit roll-up eater.
I notice you are folding it.
Yes. So it's not as messy. See what I'm saying? Because normally, I would type shit, you know? Wow. I kind of fucked that shit up. See what I'm saying? I would start from here and then
yes.
I would slurp it up low key.
Right.
But I'm being nice, you know, being formal.
Formal?
Yeah. For the camera type shit. You know what I mean? You fold it up, boom. Uh-huh.
And you have the whole. Nah, son.
That's crazy. I'm conservative, man.
I've never in my life seen somebody put a whole fruit by the foot in their mouth at once.
I just taught you, I guess.
Bro.
Uh-huh. Wait. I don't get the niggas that just eat piece by piece. What for?
I mean.
No, I don't. I don't at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
First comment. This person says, I wish everyone kept this energy for the tournament of power. Interesting. I wanted to move on, but everyone was angry about Toyo Taro rushing an arc we just spent a year watching in the anime before. Laughing emoji. I think if Beast, Gohan, Orange Piccolo, and everything to come out of Super Hero are actually important, then it might be necessary for Toyo Taro to do an adaptation, especially considering the movie didn't do so well in Japan. I don't know about that. Either way, I'm looking forward to the new content after we're done with this arc. Gotta get Black Frieza packed up soon. Yeah, comment's very interesting. A lot of things worded interestingly across this. Kai, do you have any starting thoughts on this?
Black Frieza cannot be packed up soon.
Facts. That's true.
Because that's got to be the end.
Right. But let's not forget, remember when I said Ultra Instinct should be the end-all be-all? Remember that? Mm-hmm. And look where it's at now. We got how many versions? How many fucking versions? Right, but yeah. What about you? What do you think about what this person said? Do you feel like they do that we should have had the same energy when they was doing the Tournament of Power in the manga?
Like same energy as far as like the repeat?
So they're basically see, this is why I don't think this comparison works. Okay. Tournament of Power was an entire arc.
Yeah, no.
Superhero was one movie.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So that right there is just like there is really no like, you know, it's like very unbalanced, unfair to try to compare the two, because the difference is, at that point in time, Tournament of Power happened, yes, and then like the chapters was obviously coming out alongside that.
And I'm pretty sure at that time they were like behind what was happening in the anime, but it didn't affect anything. Nobody gave a shit really as far as the manga goes because we had the anime. Mm-hmm. So by the time like some of those events were took place in the manga, and then we had differences like when Gohan was more active, and then it was actually Master Roshi that kind of showed Goku like how to use Ultra Instinct. Like Roshi fought Jiren, and like people kind of, I don't know if anyone really remembers that, but that happened in the manga. That didn't happen in the anime. But again, like I'm bringing all that up because it didn't really matter. The bigger difference is that we don't have an anime right now. See, if we had an anime right now, people wouldn't be going crazy about how they're readapting the superhero movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the energy, of course, is always going to be different because people are going to read just to see what's going on in the manga. But like, that was not the main course. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had the main course. We had a weekly televised broadcast of an anime that was killing it. You know, like everyone was watching it, loving it, reacting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a different time. Okay. Now it's like, this is it. Unless you want to count Super Dragon Ball Heroes, which here, we don't really count it. We don't, unfortunately, for some. So, that's kind of where that goes. So, I mean, like, yeah, we're not very thrilled. But as far as Black Frieza, listen, Black Frieza is not going to get packed up anytime soon. Let me put that right there, okay? The way it should be done, and we have talked about this before, but, you know, I'll reiterate. I'll bring it back up. Black Frieza should literally be something or someone that comes and goes. You know, they train, they do something, they get distracted. Not distracted, but their attention is on something. And Frieza does little checkpoints, or he comes in and he does it just to remind them who the best is and who's stronger. And like, you know, smacks them up a little bit and then leaves. That is how it should be done, because this is a rare case scenario where you don't have a lot of animes right now or at all that get this opportunity where you have one of the most iconic villains get a second chance to re-establish themselves as the best, like the most OD villain of all, out of, you know, and Frieza now has that opportunity. Dragon Ball has that opportunity. You know, this is your favorite anime's favorite anime. You know, if it was not, Dragon Ball started this whole thing before. There was no big three without Dragon Ball, and there was nothing else beyond that. You know, obviously coming down to the roots, that's how it goes.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Get.
Okay, so let's see. This next person, since you all are moving on to other topic, what do you guys think about Superman gaining the Susanoo ability? I love the podcast, by the way. Thank you. Do you guys know about that?
I don't know about no Superman.
Okay, Kai?
Like that.
I knew about that.
You did know about that?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Nick probably knows about that.
He probably does, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you know? Did you just see it like on Twitter or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my opinion, Superman gaining some sort of like Susanoo ability, it doesn't really surprise me, because Superman is the kind of character that as time goes on, my man just keeps getting new shit. You know what I'm saying?
With Goku.
He's already OD.
Yes. That is correct. That is also correct. Yeah, I mean, Goku did it first, right? As far as I know. Compared to Superman, because Susanoo clearly comes from Naruto, right? Obviously. But yeah, I mean, listen, Superman has pointless abilities. My man could read USB drives without plugging it in. Like, did you know that? Like, that's the one thing I'll always bring up, because I'm just like, why?
Can't hide nothing from that.
He can look through walls, right? He could read your temperature body wise. Like, he could see all the meat and bones in you, and he could read USB drives. Like, Superman, there's nothing he can't do except, you know, lose to Kryptonite, right? But, like, that's like, okay, yeah, that's one little weakness. Other than that, my man will always be as strong as he needs to be. And that's a direct quote from Death Battle. So, take that for what you will, right? So apparently, yeah, this person mentioned that in the newest comic, that was where he gained this new ability. What's up? That's pretty much Susanoo. So like, I'm sure it looks cool and, you know, colored pages and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what number. I don't even know what the latest Superman issue is called. You know, because like last time I was trying to pay attention to DC stuff, it was like new 52 this, new 52 that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not well versed at all in the DC comic realm. I know of like the year ones, you know, Batman year one. I actually saw the animated movie of that, which was fire recently. But yeah, there's a lot. I mean, comics does what I sometimes wish manga did. You know, where they like intertwine with each other. Mm. Doesn't happen. The closest thing you'll ever have to that is when you have a singular mangaka, like an author, make several different series or shows, and then those characters end up intertwining. Which actually sometimes happens with like Dragon Ball. Like Arale has made appearances in Dragon Ball Z and Super, and then like, that's like the one thing I could think of. But then I know that what's that one show you guys, Soul Eater? You guys watch that one, right?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'll ding it, right?
Depressing.
Soul Eater. So Soul Eater is done by the same dude that did Fire Force.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Soul Eater's Fire Force is prequel.
Oh, see, there you go. See, if he knows, then that's how you know.
What did you say?
He said that Fire Force is apparently a prequel to Soul Eater. I don't know how true it is.
I don't know how. That's like in the manga and stuff. That's like how the Soul Eater world was made.
Through Fire
From
Force?
Fire Force.
That's pretty interesting.
But Fire Force came after Soul Eater.
I know,
so how
but
the fuck is that a fucking
come
prequel?
On. You know how this shit goes, man. Like they can things get released after, even though it's like a precursor, but like you see how different they are anyway. It's not like, you know, like
well, yeah, respectfully.
Yeah.
But, like, unless they're going to start coming out with more Soul Eater, I don't want to hear shit.
He's just so tight.
Yeah, no, I've been tight for years.
Same thing happened with, have you all heard of Eden Zero?
No.
Isn't that, like, the Fairy Tale?
Yeah, see, there it is. Boom. So, the same dude who did Fairy Tale did Eden Zero.
Fairy Tale's another depressing one.
I was about to say, I thought you didn't like that one. I mean,
no,
you liked it, but
I loved Fairy Tale, but the ending, you know.
Oh shit!
Like, it's not necessarily it was not complete shit, but they basically like after the anime ended for Fairy Tail, they had like a like I don't even want to call it an after credit, but they made more manga for Fairy Tail, like another like I guess season or something. If you want,
okay, like
you
an arc,
yeah, like an arc, and they never animated it.
So if you like this so much, why didn't you read
it? I'm not reading.
Visuals. I mean, it's not a novel. You get visuals. It's all visuals.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but still, listen, man. It's better than nothing. Look, okay.
There's a hope that one day it'll be animated.
Let me ask you a question. The Kuroko no Basket Extra Game. Did you watch it?
I think we didn't.
Nope.
We didn't watch it.
Nope.
We never watched.
Still to this day, that's just been out for.
I thought we watched
6 years.
I could have sworn we watched.
Nope.
It.
Haven't watched it.
Fuck is wrong with you?
See? I'm sorry. I'm gonna dud myself, right? We haven't seen it. But guess what?
Oh my god.
But guess well, wait, hold on. But guess what? I've read it. I read that shit when we finished it. The original anime, when it was done, I was like, oh, there's an extra game. They had a whole another extra chapters because they was, you know, they got challenged by some fucking USA street motherfuckers, yo. Come on. Of course I read that shit. I read that immediately after we was done watching that junk. That was at his old house.
Mm-hmm.
the fucking apartment. Remember there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After we was done, here was me, right here, reading that shit. And the crazy part is, I was in Japan when that movie was coming out, when they finally, like, was in, it was in theaters.
That's probably why we never
watched it. Yeah, that's probably, well, no, but that's no excuse.
Well, I mean, it's no excuse, but I completely forgot about it.
That was in 2017 when it came out in Japan. 2017, bro. So I ask you this question. I bring this up because it's just like, what series that you love would it ever take you willingly for you to just read the fucking manga? And I, the key word I said is willingly, because there was a time where I made him read like the last, what, 30, 40, 50 chapters of Naruto.
I've only technically ever had to read, I only read Naruto because of the movie, because we were going to Japan.
Right. That was 2015.
That was the only case, so I can kind of get the gist of what's going on.
Yeah, because
that's the only way.
Yeah, because I was not about to pull up to the country of origin and not see that movie when we were there. And it had no subs, in case you were wondering. Subs. Zero subs. We literally went to every single movie raw, okay? No, not a single sub. We saw Pokemon. We saw Boruto. We saw
shitty ass attack.
Oh, we don't gotta talk about that. Yeah, and we saw some fucking well, you and mom were asleep. I was watching the exactly. Super Sentai fucking Kamen Rider special, right? So there was like four films that we had seen while in our time in 2015. Not a single sub on any of them shits, but you know, we were like, to the ones we were paying attention to, we're like, oh, this must, what's going on, and oh, this is, and then we like hear the keywords, be like, oh yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That was the one time where I was like, listen, you need to know what happens at the end of Naruto so that you can, so you don't get spoiled at what happens in Boruto. Because that was the film. You did watch the last, that came before anyway, but yeah, so. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. That's crazy. There's not one single show that you would be like, okay, I can't wait until the anime, like, I need to see what happens. Sad.
I'm trying to wait.
It never comes,
I guess.
What was the most dedicated anime only?
Arguably.
It's a gift and a curse. Actually, it's more of a curse in my opinion. But listen, like, I'll give you another example. You know Gideon. Yeah. Homie Gideon, right? Shout outs. Uncle of his son, right? The proud uncle of his son, right? My man literally is an anime only. Okay? He's an anime only. But My Hero Academia was just too good that he could not wait anymore. And he said, fuck it. He binged the whole manga.
Damn.
And when I say he went nuts, okay? He went nuts. He kind of did a move that I did, right? Where like you love something so much that you're just like, I just need to consume everything, right? He said, he called me. He goes, Ooch, I can't wait no more. He's like, I can't wait no more. I'm like, what happened? He's like, bro, this last season of American Demon was so fire. I can't wait another year or however long they're going to take. So then he, while he was asking me, he was already on Amazon. He fucking asked me like, yo, where can I buy this manga? Matter of fact, I found it. He bought all the volumes that was available at the time. And then he took it a step further. He goes, wait, can I just read this online? And I'm like, yeah, you can. You can just Shonen Jump. That shit, you know, like $2, $3 a month and you get all the chapters. He's like, bet. Didn't even cancel his order, by the way. So that's another respect right there. Collect the volumes, support the artist, right? He read all the chapters in that week. And then he called me again just to tell me, he's like, I'm caught up. This shit is crazy. And that's actually something I do want to bring up later, but it's My Hero Academia is fire. So yeah, like, I remember when we was watching fucking Promised Neverland, son. The first season, his house.
And then they messed up, season two.
Don't have to talk about that. Don't have to talk about season two. Season one, okay? Season one, remember? They're at the wall. Remember the host? Oh my god, they finally at the wall. And what happens? season one's over. Nope, not for me. Mm-hmm. I whipped up my fucking phone and I found the chapter and I kept reading. You went to go play shitty Call of Duty and I was there fucking freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. And your ass waited. Like, how long?
I mean, I didn't even finish the season two.
Oh, don't even bother. See, and that's the other thing.
That's what
season two is bad, bro.
You told me not to even really try. I watched like the first two, three
episodes. You could technically get away with just watching the first 2 to 3 episodes and then done. That's
exactly. So, like, what was the point?
Point is read the manga. That's the point. In the comments, I need people to really support this cause. It needs to be like hashtag brother Ooch, read the fucking manga or some shit. I don't know. Read, and we'll know what you mean. Okay. Jesus. Okay. This person says, remember to check out the Dragon Ball Super Kakume manga, but keep doing what you're doing. You guys are great with a smiley. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Really nice of you to say that. I did. You know what's funny? I actually did forget to read that, John. And that's like not a diss. I just have, you know, being unemployed and trying to find a new job and like all this other crap, getting my life in order, it has fallen through the cracks of things to do. But is that something that that would even interest any of you guys here to like? I mean, I'm not saying we're gonna review it. I'm just saying like even to just check it out, just to check it out.
What is this like? The fucking
it's a fan made manga that's like apparently the best of all of the other ones that exist.
Well, Brandon is not reading it.
I'm not reading it. Crazy.
Okay, so it's to you two, right? I'm directing it to y'all two. Is that something that y'all would even be remotely interested in doing?
Yeah.
If it's good.
I'm about to pull up the... I'm going to see if there's like a synopsis of this shit somewhere. Here we go. Oh, wait. Is this... This is just an Instagram page. No. I need, what is, no, what not, I need a whole, okay, here we go. I'm sorry. Okay. Wow. This is in Spanish? Oh, no. The website.
I got you.
You got the synopsis?
No. I got you with the Spanish.
No. Ooh, shut your ass up. I'm trying to see. I just want to see, because this is all... People are saying this is in... Well, it's in English, the subtitles or whatever. Or the text. But I'm just trying to see the fucking... There's no synopsis. I can't find it anywhere. All right, well, whatever. Either way, it does... I've been told for months and months and months to check this shit out. And now, I guess we can. Right? So, I'll try to remember for next week's episode. And we'll come back on that one. And give you guys... some thoughts on it, see what I think. And then Kai too, if you check it out. And my man Not So Little Ooch too, cause this one, the not reading a fucking Ooch. Okay. Ooh, okay. So this person says, if I were a betting man, I'd say Piccolo's referring to full power Goku / Vegeta from Moro Tournament of Power. He can gauge the Goku's strength based on the opponents he's fought. Piccolo was commenting on Kefla Jiren Broly Moro. What? And those fighters have regular ki. So he was a decent estimate on how strong Goku was from those arcs and said the Gammas are on par. As crazy as it might sound, Dr. Hito probably made androids that are strong to rival God power. What do you make of this comment, Kai?
That shit flew over my fucking head.
Flew over you and throw it onto me.
Yeah, I don't know.
The grammar needs to be fixed.
Right? That's kind of what's throwing me off, too.
Some of y'all niggas need to learn how to write.
But I think realistically what they're trying to point out maybe is like, well, see, the thing that I'm trying to think of, when was Piccolo ever referring to any of those characters that they named? Kefla, Jiren, bro, like
when was
he said that's his best bet. He's guessing.
Okay,
did they say like where, when was this?
Well, this whole...
He's talking about the movie, right?
Yeah, he's talking about the comment that was made from Piccolo saying that he thinks that the Gammas are on par with Goku and Vegeta.
How is it still being talked about?
Because this is what we talked about last week, and there was a comment, so that's why. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I really have no idea, to be honest. But it's clear to us that whatever Piccolo is referring to is kind of outdated. Same with Gohan.
Very.
Yeah. This person says bloopers are straight flames. Thank you. Yes, we did have bloopers at the end of last week's episode. So make sure you're watching the entire episode. You know, even past when you think it's the end. Until that shit is done and over. It's like Marvel movies. You don't leave the theater, okay? You sit through the whole credits, and then you see something else, and then you go, okay? That's how it works. But yes, they make you coming, obviously. So keep watching these episodes to the end. All right, so, okay, here we go. Our boy Mr. Wash, right? Shout outs. Stay clean. Says, if y'all are looking for more discussions, you could try debating with each other over different topics like top five anime fights, best senseis, best protagonists, best transformations, stuff like that to change it up. Could easily make an episode based off one topic, just a suggestion with a thumbs up. Thank you, Mr. Wash.
Brandon's list is going to be mad heated.
You think?
I don't know. I think I trust you with shit like that, to be honest. Yeah. Like, all bullshit aside, when it comes down to, like, top, like, five best anime fights and senseis...
I'll keep it real.
off of those two right there.
I can give you one.
Yeah, no, wait. Off of best anime fights and senseis, which ones do you guys want to talk about right now? Like, what would you prefer?
I think I could do fight scenes. I got one off the top of my head.
If you don't have your top five, you could just whatever comes to mind. We just go off of that, right? Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. One fight scenes. Okay. So go ahead, start.
So this is in Bleach. We're gonna start with Bleach.
Oh.
Ichigo versus Yukiora.
Okay, nigga. That's fire.
Nigga.
That's a fire one.
Oh my god.
That's the one where He went OD. Oh yeah.
Nah, Ichigo went in that uncontrollable hollow form.
That
shit was
with the horns. Oh shit, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
Damn, y'all remind me, I didn't finish Bleach.
Oh,
I'm on like
shit.
Episode 100. Yo, I forgot.
That's crazy.
Alright, well, no, because
right. I was on a bleach grind and then like stuff came up and I forgot about it.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair. So wait. So give us. We'll go one at a time. So you give us one now. Well, what was like one of your like top anime fights?
Man, I don't remember. There's like a lot of them. Like
just whatever. What's the first one that comes to mind?
Episode 19, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
But just for the animation though.
Episode 19, that was however that song goes.
Wait. Yeah. Who was he fighting?
The spider one. He was fighting the spider.
That was a
guy.
Good one, but I would argue that.
Mamoru mono ga aru
That was good. That was good, but I would say the most recent one is better than that.
Oh, against.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's free. That's definitely
you know
a better.
What I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. See.
Wait, which one?
I don't know the villain name. Though.
I forget the name.
But he was like the third Nick. He was like, I think he was the third. What did they call him? What do they call the villains in fucking Demon Slayer?
Upper Moon.
Yeah,
I think he was like Upper Moon. Like what?
Nah, he wasn't three.
He wasn't three.
No,
was
no,
he
no.
Like what? Six.
Is this third or second?
He was up there. He was close.
Are you talking about third or second season?
Yeah,
the latest season.
Yeah, season two.
I didn't watch the swordsman.
You're not caught up with season two?
Are you talking about Entertainment District or the new one?
Yeah. That's what he's referring to.
Oh, I guess like the green haired guy?
I believe so. Yeah, when there was fighting on the rooftops and shit,
yeah,
right?
Oh no. He's like six or five.
I think he was six.
Yeah. And he had the fucking sister, the sister or some shit. Yes. Yeah. Bro,
that fight.
Oh, yeah. That one.
That's got to be a recent top five for sure.
Yeah.
No shot.
Oh, yeah. Recent. Yeah. 100% recent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you're going to compare the two, because episode 19, from what I remember, I just remember the song. And, like, it was more of a moment rather than, like, a fight.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It was a moment.
It was a hype-ass moment, because that was when he turned on the fucking, the flame breath or whatever the hell they called it. And that shit.
But the one that we're talking about right now?
Mm. Yeah, that was fire. That was fire.
He turned on the fire, but he went OD.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was crazy. It was. That was a good one. That was a sick way to end the freaking season, too. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that shit. Let me think. So
we got a Bleach and Demon Slayer.
Bleach and Demon Slayer. Okay, well, I feel like... I don't know if it was an extra on the Patreon or if it was in a way earlier episode, but whenever someone says best anime fights, the first one that always comes to mind is Rock Lee versus Gaara.
Ooh.
Fire for that. That is like the epitome.
That's iconic.
Exactly. That is the epitome of best anime fights. Free. I don't care what nobody says. All right. That shit is like,
that's something you could just always rewatch.
Ow. Have you seen that fight?
Is it like he's on like the pillar and he took off the brace, like the garments, and he's like,
yes, yes. He goes, Guy Sensei goes, Lee.
Yes.
I allow it. And he fucking drops the weights. He's like, all right, Guy Sensei. I gotta watch that shit again. Mm-hmm. So the funny thing is, I was rewatching Naruto, but I only made it to like episode 3. I was doing reactions for it, but then like I stopped because that was in the midst of getting let go and all this other crap. So I just didn't have time to continue it. Viewership wasn't even that great either. So I'm like, damn, I thought you all wanted to watch it, but I guess. Reactions are kind of getting phased out on my other channel, unfortunately, which is weird to say, but it is what it is. But yeah, Rock Lee versus Gaara, man, is that shit is one of the best go-to easy fights to be a part of, or to not to be a part of, but to like just to revisit. Or if you've never watched it, you have to watch it. Like, and it wasn't just one episode. That went across a couple ones. And I remember watching that shit on TV. Mm. I remember watching that shit on TV, having to wait a week just to see what the fuck happened next after that. And man, it was so good. Like, if you were not a fan of Rock Lee after that shit, something was wrong with you. Like, because when it comes down to like best characters, Naruto has so many, and Rock Lee is always on that list. Doesn't matter. You're gonna see Naruto, you're gonna see Itachi, you're gonna see Kakashi, Shikamaru, you're gonna see Rock Lee on that shit. 100%. You have to. That fight solidified that dude's character. Mm-hmm. And then what made you feel for Mans more was when he was, after that fight, he was fucking crippled.
He was crippled.
He couldn't, he was not a ninja no more.
Because Gaara fucking broke his
fucked
goddamn
his
leg.
Shit up.
And arm.
And, but what was he doing? In the hospital, trying to do one-hand push-ups.
Yep, he was training.
My man was still training in the fucking hospital. And it's shit like that, people never forget. That's why people hang on to shows like Naruto. They hang on to characters like Rock Lee, because those types of fucking characters, that's what literally moves people. That's what gets people connected on an emotional level. And they can even take it to a physical level, because people always, you know, they like to think back to the Dragon Ball Z days. And a lot of people like that are in our age group or older. They say, oh, they go to the gym because of Goku. They go to the gym because of Dragon Ball Z. A lot of motherfuckers, they probably also go into the gym for dudes like Rock Lee, who's out here being like, okay, if I can't do 100 push-ups, I'm about to do 300 squats. And if I can't do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always something else. And like, when you saw, and within those fights, you saw his backstory. When he had that ugly ass hairdo with the ponytail, and he could not do no, what was it? He can't do no genjutsu,
no ninjutsu,
only taijutsu. He was a taijutsu fucking specialist. You feel for Rock Lee, man. Like Rock Lee was always one of the best characters. So like, that is always gonna be one of my favorites. One of my favorite anime fights of all time, free. So, since we're waiting for Kai, I don't know where Kai went, but
I'm right here.
Oh, you are? Okay. Do you have a fight that you want to bring up?
I mean, since we're like throwing out big three names, I figured I would throw in. I feel like Goku and Majin Vegeta, because that shit was crazy.
Iconic. No, 100%.
That is iconic. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that. Ooh, yeah, no, that. So I'm thinking back to that shit. I remember watching that shit on TV too. Sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, were times more simpler. That's, I don't know if that was the word. But yeah, I remember the stress that Vegeta put onto my fucking body, man. When he was over here, he fucking killed all those damn people in the motherfucking stands, and Goku's like, Vegeta, what are you doing? And they was fighting, and then that shit went from there, and they was fighting in the mountains and shit. Crazy. I remember. So we could definitely bring that shit back up. I wanna hear some of y'all opinions about your best anime fights. You could list top five, you could list 1, 2, 3, doesn't matter. Just to get the conversation going, leave it in the comments, because, you know, obviously there's plenty more. Now, as far as the other part of this, this doesn't have to be the correct thing, but when you think of the best sensei type character, what's the first person that comes to your mind?
Shit. Honestly, because Naruto is probably the easiest one to pick from. But I feel like there's like a top three.
I know there's a top three, but the first person that comes to your mind.
I'll say Gai Sensei.
Oh!
It was between him or Kakashi or Jiraiya.
Yep, yep.
That's the top three type senseis, I feel like.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
I was thinking those characters too. So I'm surprised you would pick. So the first person you think of is Gai Sensei.
Just because of Rock Lee.
Just because, yeah, the Rock Lee connection.
Just
because
of Rock Lee.
Just because of fucking Rock Lee. My man, IQ, do you have a best sensei pick? Whoever first comes to mind?
Would. I was going to say, would Unohara count as a sensei?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely, he would count. Urahara, right? From Bleach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, he's fine.
Of course he counts. Because, in Soul Society, when they was trying to get there, he was the one who was training him up to do the Bankai.
True.
Fuck, yeah, he's a sensei.
I forgot.
Auto sensei.
Kai, what about you? Oh, he's looking at the posters.
I don't even know, dude, because it's definitely easy as fuck to pick from Naruto. But I, as far as like senseis are concerned, I can't think of many. I'm definitely going with Unohara.
Yeah, there it is. That's an easy one. Shit, best sensei. It's so weird when you say it. Naruto is like, and that's crazy because right Mance hasn't even seen it like that though. You like how I shared the clip, by the way, again.
What clip?
The clip where we had Nasir on, and he was like, "Oh, by the way, have you ever watched Naruto?" He's like, and I said, "Oh, oh, you're like sit down, that one. Remember? That was a great clip.
Yeah,
I reshared it. But yeah, best fucking sensei in anime.
I mean, to find a sensei, you gotta like, kind of have to dumb it down by animes, like, you know." Whether it's Dragon Ball, Bleach, Naruto, like whatever kind of comes to mind. And then you gotta like kind of dig somewhat deep as far as like what characters actually were senseis and stuff like that, or really made an impact on another character.
That's true. That's very true. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, because you said Gai Sensei, I'm thinking like, okay, what about Kakashi, right? Like, he was a great sensei. He taught them a lot, yeah. You know? And one of the cool things I'll never forget, man, remember when Shippuden came back around and he did the bell test?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that shit was fire. I was like, what a callback. That was sick. But yeah, there's plenty of good answers, I'm sure. I'm surprised, Kai, you didn't say Gojo.
Well, I know better.
Oh, so you educated. That's right. That's right. How can I forget?
I really love Gojo, but I still need to know more, and I'm sure there are better answers out there than him, so my answer would be, like, partially uneducated, so I don't want to throw his name out there yet until I, like, meet other people from other animes, you know?
Okay. Yo, see? That's what I'm saying right there. Boom. Not with the head ass.
But Gojo's great.
So, wait a minute. So, are you an anime only currently for...
You want to talk about...
Oh, look. Ooh, that's a nice hoodie. Nice. Good shit. So, are you an anime only for Jujutsu right now at the time? Or have you read any manga for it?
I'm pretty sure, like, once we stop recording, I'm going to run through the whole thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Yo, shit.
I've been rewatching it just to read the manga because it's been getting good, apparently.
Yeah, it's one of those shows.
I can't wait anymore.
It's one of those shows that I myself, and I've said this to you, I wanna like watch it again because it didn't hit me the first time. Like, I'm pretty sure you might have. I don't know.
No, you watched it with us.
What's
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, like I thought it was all right. It had its moments for me, but ultimately, when I looked at Jujutsu Kaisen, I just saw too much of other things involved. And I'm not saying that that's a terrible thing either, because like for example, Black Clover, that shit is Naruto. It's Berserk. It's like it's Bleach. It's a lot of things. A little bit of My Hero even, but that's. They came out at the same time, so that's like that's weird, right? But my point is that a lot of the shows nowadays that exist that are popular, especially, they're gonna have a lot of representation, not just representation, they're gonna have a lot of just direct influence from their predecessors, right? So like when I saw Jujutsu, I was like, man, this is like too much like this or too much like that, and it didn't really like get me, but I want to give it another chance, and I also do want to
let
read
it go up. And just let it be what it is and just see what happens.
Yeah, because you know, I've heard good things about it. I've heard greater things about the manga, but that's obviously because it's farther ahead. So but as far as the senseis are concerned, All Might, can we get All Might in there?
I was thinking about it.
Yo,
I am here.
Ah, yes, dude, All Might's the shit. You shrug your shoulders. Why are you shrugging your shoulders?
He's okay.
He's an alright sensei for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would give him like the credit as the Naruto.
Exactly.
You wouldn't?
I don't know. Cause arguably All Might transferred his power to man's. So like, yeah. He has to learn how to use it, and like All Might can guide him through it, but at a certain point, All Might is not necessarily needed. I feel like because he's learning through other, I guess. Sensei.
I mean, yeah, like after the beginning, didn't he like go to Gran Torino?
Yeah, he went,
and then
he
learned how
to
control.
Torino. Like All Might wasn't necessarily always there for him, so like
and then
All Might just gave him the power.
All Might gave him the power, taught him some things, but as far as like learning how to use other sources of his power, like All Might didn't.
Midoriya just talked to himself in his damn head and figured it out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So y'all gonna disregard all the guidance he had for him though?
No, I'm not.
But we don't think it's the same level as other senseis.
Okay.
Yeah, like being there.
He was there.
He completely lost his one for all.
And why did he lose it?
because he, I mean, he was saving.
He fucking saved. He's the number one hero.
No, respectful. I'm not trying
he
to.
He took
like...
out all for one.
I know.
Like,
but...
what do you want him to do, son? Yo, what did Jiraiya do?
Jiraiya sacked himself.
Okay, so what is this? It's like low key on some similarities.
Jiraiya was in like a situation he shouldn't have put himself in.
But dude, but he
was
did.
One on, he was one on five in these niggas. Or
he
whatever
the did
case
what
was.
He had to do. Is my point. So I mean, but you know, that's like separate from like sensei wise. But I mean, you know, senseis do whatever they got to do too to protect their fucking the shonens.
Yeah.
The young boys and girls.
But I don't know. I feel like you gotta look at a deeper level when it comes to like being a like. One of the greatest senseis.
But yo, but even then, I mean, I'm see because I've been watching. This kind of segues to what I wanted to bring up, which is like the stuff that I've been like looking at in the last week. It's My Hero Academia. I've been passionate with the anime. I'm already caught up with the manga, so like I already know what happens. Right, I'm not gonna spoil nothing. But like I'm getting to see like you know the things that I've already read, obviously, and like even then, like. All Might, even though at a point now in the story where he's like, he doesn't have that all for one or one for all.
He's still so, there for him. I know.
Exactly. He's still there for him, you know, but like, and he's watching him grow and he's still like very much a part of like their everyday life in a way. So I don't know. But oh, yeah. I mean, I see where you guys are coming from. Like, it's not like he's not on the same level as, say, a Kakashi, a Gai Sensei, a Jiraiya, or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, no. And it's interesting because, like, as a sense, when you really think about it, they never really had, like, a sparring session. I'm pretty sure.
No, they couldn't.
So, and, like, that's part of being, like, I feel like a great sensei. Like, the sensei teaches the young nigga, like, how it's really done. like, they teach them less. And then once they grow, then it's, like, a more equal fight, in a sense, until the young man arises to the challenge and becomes stronger than sensei. You see what I'm saying? There's levels to this shit. As I always say.
Yeah, but like, okay, so, all right, well, that can go into a bunch of different angles. But again, guys, leave your comments, your best senseis and why, and we'll probably bring them up on the next episode. This last person said, y'all should really check out One Piece.
Facts.
He said facts.
True. True.
Join the community and current discussion. The manga is weekly. It's currently in its final saga, and the story is at an all-time hype right now. I know it's intimidating because there's so many chapters and episodes, but you'll never know if you like it unless you at least give it a shot. I would definitely recommend reading the manga. It's a lot better paced, plus no fillers, and also you can power through it a lot faster. Y'all could cover/read each individual arc or saga of One Piece and then have a review or discussion, thoughts, and feelings on it each podcast. Most One Piece fans will tell you to read, watch up to the Arlong Park arc.
Facts.
Say that 10 times fucking fast.
Spinning bars.
Spinning bars? They're spinning bars right now? To decide how you feel overall of the series by the point. By that point, and if you still don't like One Piece after that, then the story is probably not for you. I'm telling you. So hold on really quick before I finish that. This Arlong Park arc, gotta really say that shit slow. Yep. At what chapter or episode is that around? Do you know?
What fucking season is that?
It's first season.
What?
Oh, this is still the first season?
Arlong Park is first season.
I don't even remember that shit.
Did you even get far in One Piece?
I skipped to the war and I didn't even finish it.
Bro, that's at the beginning. You skipped all of it.
Nah, like, trust, like, I.
No.
You skipped, like, all of it.
No.
You skipped, like, the best parts, too.
I went, no. Trust me, I watched up until, like, about season 3-ish. And then at some point, it was just getting too boring for me. So then I looked up.
That's why you gotta read the manga.
I was curious as to when the war comes in to play. And then I skipped to the war. Or like a little before the war actually started, and I still never finished it. But
so this person
Arlong Park is chapter 69. It starts on episode 30.
Okay, so they're saying that you got to read up until chapter 69. And if we don't like it, then it's not for us. See, here's the thing. I'm not worried about not liking it. I'm not worried about
that
at all.
That was like the start of it. He's like, you should read like the end of it. Like
that's
the whole
start of it.
Arc.
Okay, so it goes past. Okay, so give or take the first, like, I don't know, 100 chapters or so. I don't know how long this Arlong arc is. Like, do you know how long it is? Like, when does the next arc start? Chapter
one. I don't know, because I didn't read the manga until after I watched Arlong. So it was like it was like episode 30 to like episode 50.
Okay, so there you go.
I technically watched it. I just don't remember.
You don't remember it. Okay. Well, listen. They say this at the end of their comment. They say, I'm telling you, if you start covering One Piece, the fans will flock over here because they love when new people start the series for the first time. You know, it is a Toei property.
I mean, reading it doesn't take that much time. Like, I read, like, 400 chapters in a week.
I mean, I don't have the kind of time that you have, all right?
It wasn't even, like, for that long. Unless, like, you want to waste a year, like, watching the anime. Because that's going to take forever.
That is going to take a while.
So, all right. So, last week I said, let's all, like, you know, figure out, like... You know, well, not figure out. Let's just, like, come together and bring up stuff that we've watched, right? Or what we've read and be like, oh, yeah, like, this is good, that's good, right? But then Kai brought up a good point. He calls me. He says, bro. He says, dude. Are we going to turn into a fucking review podcast? What are we doing? that's the spark notes of the conversation, yeah, right? Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, listen, you know, this is during a Dragon Ball drought. But I mean, One Piece is full of content. Shit, I don't know. I mean,
is
the light pointing towards Oda-san? Because listen, every time I mention this man, I give him his respect, okay? I have nothing bad to say about him. He has been doing his shit since he started. See, Toriyama, he started way earlier. Stopped in the early 90s. Toei picked it up. He only provides stories. He's like, and you know, he's over here. Toriyama's now in the third row back seat of this car that they got for Dragon Ball. Toyotaro is driving. Oda is still driving. So I don't know. I'm just saying. If we should... Right. If, what happened?
But low key, so like each chapter is like 20 pages. It could take you like 3 minutes to read each chapter.
Listen. Here's my thing. Look, I know you're not going to read it, right? That's
if you really analyze.
I know you're not going to read it. But what I am saying is, I think we should all give it a shot. I know you're far ahead than all of us, right? But I think it might be good for this podcast. You know what I'm saying? I agree with what they're saying because, you know, it's another anime. It's relevant. It's popular. It's still recent, you know? And, I mean... It's a coincidence that it's Toei. But, I mean, look. Toei is literally... They have all their One Pieces right here. Okay? This is Dragon Ball.
Bro, that's Dragon Ball. Phone.
They don't give a shit. That's the point. That's why I threw my phone. Okay? That is Dragon Ball. They are here with the One Piece. All right?
Okay, I only read One Piece because my friends invited me to watch the One Piece movie. It was like One Piece film Red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
it
recent.
Was fire. I was like, let me read this.
You know what? I think this is a sign. I think this is there's a
even
meaning.
If you never read the manga, it was fire. Because it's not canon, but it was fire.
Oh, so that's even better.
Wait, what?
It's a non-canon film.
What, the One Piece?
One Piece Red, the most recent one.
But all the characters in it, like the main girl is like actually the canon.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I don't need any more convincing because I think I know at least what I'm going to do. Because after we're done here, it's official. After 20 plus years, I am finally going to start One Piece.
Yeah.
I highly suggest you watch it, because I know you're not going to read it.
I'm not starting from episode one.
I think you should.
I'll start from the war.
No. I think you should start with episode
Brandon,
one.
Brandon. If you like...
There's no way I'm going back to season one working away.
When was the last time you watched it? You say you don't remember shit, right?
I mean, I remember certain parts of...
No. He remembers... He skipped to the war. He doesn't know the base. He doesn't know the foundation.
I remember the base. No. I remember the one arc specifically where they were, like, in the sky or something. Like, you probably know.
Skypiea?
Yeah. That was a good arc. I like that one.
Okay. But, like...
And then the build up towards that, I kind of remember it, but like, I'm not.
You could watch Skypiea on, I guess. Because
that's like season three. And then it slows down. There's like a fucking major slowdown.
That's why you read the manga.
Thank you. Thank you. He's not going to listen. What you're trying to do, I have way more years of doing that. Okay. Over you on that one. So Kai, you're going to join me on this One Piece adventure?
I'm going to say. Yes, but I can't at the moment because I have to get through three more things, and one of them you need me to get through.
You are exempt. You can start when those priorities are attended to. And because okay, that shit takes precedence. So that's the plan going forward. You know, we're still going to have our open discussions. We're going to talk about whatever you guys bring up in the comments as always. But now we have some One Piece stuff to look forward to, I suppose. And then, you know, whenever Kai has like some updates on Naruto, bring that shit up. Because we want to know your progress. All right. So in that case, now that we have a solid plan going forward, y'all tell your friends, hit that fucking subscribe button. Let them know. Hey, yo. These dudes about to start talking about One Piece. I'm going to tell Dizzy, put some One Piece characters on that fucking thumbnail. All right. So here we go. With all of that being said, it is now that time for your banger of the week. And it is. It's a new one. And that was Demon Slayer opening number 4, Kizuna no Kisuke, by Man with a Mission X Millet.
I'm just gonna say, where Lisa at?
You know, I we were all wondering the same thing.
And didn't she just have a baby?
So congrats to her, baby Lisa. Yeah. Oh shit, yo. Mm. Bless that woman and that baby and whoever put the baby in her soul, right? Bless all their souls. That family is beautiful, okay? I hope that baby's a singer. That baby's gonna fucking spit some fucking hot fire, just like, you know, her first opening on Demon Slayer. But yeah, the funny part is, I literally heard this song today, right? Because I was curious. I was like, yo, I'm about to check this out because, like, I was going to get caught up with Demon Slayer as well since it's only, like, 3 episodes in. And I forgot. You did tell me. You warned me. The first episode was, like, an hour.
It's, like, 50 minutes.
What?
I was only able to watch half of it.
I'm trying to watch that in one sitting, so I didn't even bother watching
that. Yeah, I got that shit on pause right now upstairs. So, but, yeah, no. This song, I heard it once, and I was going to give it a chance. I'll be like, yo, I wonder if this is Banger of the Week. You know what I'm saying?
Is it like a whole recap? Like what?
No. The episode one is it's not a recap at all. I don't even remember watching that from that. I didn't even watch that. The recent movie. I'm sorry, Kai. You know, we'll move on. We're done here. And it is now that time for. Your banger of the week, psych. The Patreon shoutouts. Oh, you thought I was gonna fuck that up? No. All right, here we go. Let's get this going here. All right, here we go. And shoutouts to Anthony Parker. Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Shout out to my girl, Christel. Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Shout out to our boy, Jerick Rivera. Thank you.
Yup.
Shout out to my boy, Lewis Barnett. Oh, thank you.
Yup.
Shout out to our boy, Mr. Wash. Stay clean.
Yes, sir.
Fresh. Shout out to our boy, Odd Man Out. Not gonna leave you out.
No.
Shout out to our boy, Soul Awakens.
Wake your ass up.
Wake it. Shout out to our boy, Super Saiyajin, S-A-W-F-T, Soft. Thank you. Shout out to our boy, Travis Boyette. Thank you.
Welcome.
Why are you saying you're welcome? Whatever. This shit makes no fucking sense, right? Whatever. Whatever. Shout out to our boy, Vegeta Uchiha with the final Chidori. Thank you. I almost took out my damn computer.
Well, maximum damage.
Maximum damage. Shout out to our boy, worse than a demon.
Yo.
Attention! Yes! Oh, yes! He's back!
Bitch!
The one and only!
Nick!
From the land of the rising sun! The fruit of the loom! The dude with the doom!
Doom?
Our boy,
Yeah.
And if you want to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, please feel free, hit us up, Full Power Podcast, over on the Patreon page. That's Full Power Podcast on the Patreon page. Plenty of exclusive, plenty of behind the scenes, plenty of extras to go around, and you're supporting us here at the Full Power Podcast. So please hit us up on the Patreon page today. And if you have a comment, question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art, or you're trying to sponsor, please hit us up, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That is fullpowerpod@gmail.com.
All right, guys, I can do this week, maybe.
Let's go.
Hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Anata
itara. Oh my god. Ito ita.
Yes.
Tsita no wa.
Uh-huh.
Aoi, aoi, ano sora.
Hit us up on the Bluebird @FullPowerPod over on Twitter. Thank you for that, my man, not so little IQ Ooch. So there goes another banger episode. Next week is going to be interesting. It's the first episode we're going to actually talk about One Piece. Like, actually talk about One Piece, which is I'm actually pretty excited for, not going to lie.
Hooray!
So, brother, what do you got left for the people at home?
Stay fresh, stay clean, get yourself a nice fucking cologne to smell good. You stinky niggas.
Don't tell, yo, they are not stinky. If they're here watching us, they're not stinky. Stop that.
They better be fresh.
Okay.
I mean,
no, our viewers, our listeners are fucking fresh, all right? They're fresh.
Ice in the veins, never forget. No, I mean, that's new.
Ice in the veins, never forget.
Don't do that, bro. Yo. What are you talking about?
What the fuck does that even mean? Ice in the veins?
Ice in the veins, never forget.
Oh, nah. Get this fucking light skin out of here, man. All right, Kai, what do you got for the people at home, please?
Keep your siblings in check.
Yeah. Seriously. Fucking get this guy out of here.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's doing. What is this?
Get the fucking crossbow. The ice crossbow. Why is that?
I never would have thought this was a crossbow. I would have never guessed.
Nah.
I thought that was like an AK or some shit. A bazooka, something. Right?
Something.
Anyways, not so little IQs. What you got for the people at home?
Read your One Piece.
There it is. We'll be starting next week. We're going to be talking about it. So look forward to it. It's been your boy, Ooch. The lethal one, brother Ooch, the homie of all the guys, Kai Cat Son, and my boy, not so little IQ Ooch. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. May the power protect you. Keep it locked, loaded right here on this podcast. Stay safe, stay clean, and stay the hell inside. And we'll see y'all next time. All right. Yes. And one more time now. Oh yeah, I need the yo-yo claps. So yo-yo-yo.
Yo-yo-yo.
Yo, the odds of that. That was fire. Okay.
The sinkage.
That was some NSYNC shit right there. Okay, are you ready? I'll let him chew. That's fine. It's a